What makes it so difficult to keep our eyes on the Lord? What makes it so difficult to keep our eyes on the Lord? You don't need another distraction, worry, or frustration. What you need is a target. There used to be a television show on the History Channel called Top Shot. It was an American reality show in which 16 contestants split into two teams of eight would compete against each other in various types of shooting challenges. The winner would receive a $100,000 grand prize, along with the coveted title of Top Shot. The challenges would often require contestants to navigate through unknown scenarios, shooting various kinds of guns at all kinds of targets. In every episode leading to the final episode, contestants would be eliminated based on how close they came to hitting their targets. This is what brought life to the show, bringing viewers back week after week. The point I want to highlight about Top Shot is that without a target, there's no show. Without a target, there's nothing to shoot at. No new scenario, no competition for contestants to be eliminated, and no reason to keep viewers interested in watching the show. This is why learning to fix our eyes upon the Lord is such an important practice for avoiding an otherwise boring and uninteresting life. As the one who gives life to all things and breathes life into every part of our being, there's no one better to fix our eyes upon than Jesus. The truth that Jesus is the giver of life then begs the question, what makes it so difficult to keep our eyes on the Lord? We're going to talk more about this on episode 1 of season 2, premiering today on the Deepen Your Faith, Renew Your Life podcast. But before we get going, let me first welcome our new listeners to the podcast. I'm Yancey Valdez. Welcome to the Deepen Your Faith, Renew Your Life podcast. You know how every morning there are people waking up discouraged and often overburdened with fear, worry, stress, self-doubt, and frustration about where their life is at and where it's headed? The good news is God can change all that. God knows how to turn things around when life has gone sideways. For with God, all things are possible. This is why we're passionate about helping people deepen their faith in God so that they can win the battle over their discouragement and experience a renewal in their lives they never thought possible. Before we continue, please do me a favor by hitting the like button and subscribing to this podcast. If you like what we're doing, consider also partnering with us with a monthly subscription. It's real easy through our Buzzsprout link, and it's attached to this podcast episode. With a premium content subscription, you'll get bonus episodes we specifically set apart for our supporting subscribers. And then lastly, any positive ratings, kind words in the comments section, or sharing this podcast with friends or loved ones are also great ways to show your support. So let me ask our question again. What makes it so difficult to keep our eyes on the Lord? While the Apostle Paul was in prison, awaiting his trial before Caesar, he wrote a letter to the believers gathered in the city of Colossae. Conditions were not perfect for Paul or those believers, which made his words that much more powerful. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, he says this, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." In this passage, Paul is telling the believers in Colossae that setting their hearts and minds on things above is a much more worthy target than earthly things. For Paul and his audience, the heavenly realms were considered something that was pure and eternal, very much in contrast to the temporal and perishable world below. Fixing our eyes on heavenly things will therefore always give us a far greater return for our time and attention than earthly things. In fact, the difference between targeting heavenly things rather than earthly things as our life's focus is the difference between life and death itself. Paul made this clear in his letter to the believers in Rome when he wrote in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 6, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. When it comes to learning how to better keep our eyes on the Lord, we have the greatest target in the world to help us, the cross. The cross is central to Jesus' story. While the cross is a symbol of hope for a lot of people today, for the people in Jesus' day, it would have been like an electric chair. In the ancient Roman world, crucifixion was a method of execution designed and directed specifically to instill fear upon the spectating masses. According to a commentary produced by Abraham Publications, the intention of a Roman crucifixion was not about prolonging one's suffering, but about creating a lasting impression upon the crowds who were sure to be watching. It was meant to keep slaves, criminals, and other non-Romans productively docile and subservient to the Roman Empire. The Roman historian Tacitus provides even more sight, referring to crucifixion by this Latin word, see if I can pronounce it, supplicium servile, meaning making servants kneel. The Roman Empire didn't hold back when it came to the practice of crucifixion. During the siege of Jerusalem in 70 AD, they were crucifying up to 500 people per day. And the only reason these crucifixions stopped was because the Romans ran out of wood. When Jesus died on the cross, he left us with a profound symbol of all he had to go through in order to pay the full rescue price for our sins. For all who have put their faith and trust in him, his resurrection means death has been defeated. Forgiveness of sin is now available, and the beginning of a brand new life is now possible. Before Jesus died on the cross, he said in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." The two greatest commandments Jesus calls us to follow pictures not only our vertical relationship with God, but also our horizontal relationship with others, a perfect picture of the cross. We couldn't ask for a better symbol of God's love to help us keep our eyes on him than the cross. In referring to his suffering, death, and death on the cross, Jesus said in John chapter 3, verses 14 to 15, "As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life." Hear me when I tell you today, it was never God's intention to send his Son to die on the cross and not have a forever transforming impact in people's lives. On the contrary, the symbol of the cross not only provides us with a target to keep our eyes on Jesus, but at the same time also serves as a reminder that Jesus has also set his sights on transforming our lives as well. Let me encourage you today. In the middle of all our distractions, worries, and frustrations we have to deal with in life, you need to remember that Jesus hasn't stopped calling us to himself. He still reminds us and asks both you and me, can worrying add a single moment to your life? You don't need another distraction, worry, or frustration. What you need is a target. Jesus is still exhorting his followers today to seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Matthew chapter 6, verses 33. Let the cross help you today. Whenever you see a cross or something that looks like a cross, let it remind you to set your hearts and minds on things above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, not earthly things. And at the same time, let the cross remind you that whatever situation you may find yourself in today, God has also set his sights on transforming your life as well. The cross may be where Christ found death, but it is also where we find life. Let me pray for you today. Oh, Lord our God, you are seated high above all nations and your glory above the heavens. Grant unto us this day the grace to set our hearts and our passions on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Help us to set our minds on heavenly things, not earthly things. And Lord, May the symbol of the cross you died upon always be a visual reminder for us to keep our eyes on you. And at the same time, may it also be a reminder that in whatever situation we may find ourselves in today, that you have set your sights on transforming our lives as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We could not do what we're doing right now without the friendship and generous support of our listeners and prayer partners. You're the ones that have made it possible for us to share the hope of Jesus Christ with people all over the world. And because there are still a lot of people we have yet to reach, before you leave today, please do me a favor by hitting the like button and subscribing to this podcast. If you like what we're doing, consider also partnering with us with a monthly subscription. It's real easy through our Buzzsprout link. And again, it's attached to this podcast episode. With a premium content subscription, you'll get bonus episodes we've specifically set apart for our supporting subscribers. And then lastly, any positive ratings, kind words in the comments section, or sharing this podcast with friends and loved ones are also great ways to show your support. And don't forget, you can always find us more resources and subscribe to our blog at deepenyourfaithrenewyourlife.com. Thanks again for your friendship and support. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.